you are sharing photographs, co-parenting photographs of your child's birthday, graduation, some type of event you want to memorialize. If you share that through a text message, the offender or the co-party may be able to get your locations based on that photograph.
Hey, hey, welcome to the WTF Divorce Podcast. My name is Rob Roseman. On this show, we talk about everything divorce, whether you're thinking about divorce, going through it, or figuring out life after. Divorce, co-parenting, dating. We cover it all and break it into short clips so it's easy for you to find and learn from. If you want more help, head on over to WTFdivorce.com. Thanks for listening. On to today's show. Real quick, let's talk about today's sponsor. The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedule, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. More about how Our Family Wizard can help in a few minutes, but now on to today's show. We talked a little bit earlier about the concern about even something like sending pictures of the kids and the information that you can see. What are some problems with, if you have an ex that you really are worried about, maybe you're concerned about your safety, the problems with sending pictures over text?
Absolutely. So we have what's called exaffirmative data. So back when the photography or digital photography actually started, we started embedding this metadata inside of photographs. Well, inside that metadata or exif data is all kind of the cool information. I can tell you the camera you used. I can tell you the aperture, the speed. If it's iPhone, if it's Android, I can tell you the direction you're pointing. But more importantly, I can tell you the GPS coordinates of where you're standing when you took that photograph. So if you were sharing photographs, co-parenting photographs of your child's birthday, graduation, some type of event you want to memorialize, if you share that through a text message, the offender or the co-party may be able to get your locations based on that photograph. So if you're in a family violence situation, we're now in a domestic violence shelter, or you are in your mom's house, brother's house, somewhere where your privacy is your safety, by scrubbing that information, it's going to ensure that you take that information away from the co-party or from anybody that has access to that. So at Our Family Wizard, we have a journal feature that allows you to upload and memorialize these type of events through our program. It's kind of like a social media type feel. Hey, look at Johnny's birthday today. Well, we go above and beyond. We actually scrub that metadata out of those photographs because we know that privacy is safety. We know that all of our users have the right to privacy. So we go above and beyond and actually scrub that out as well. Part of our program also, I want to mention, is we do not downline. We don't go through your data mine. We don't go through your location. We can't track you, neither can your co-party. There's no data mining at all to get and sell your information to data. That's not what we're about. Again, it comes back to that privacy and safety type conversation.
I like the way you spin it too, because in a lot of ways, this does empower you to have some kind of relationship with this co-parent that you might not feel safe around, where I want to share pictures with you, but I don't want to be texting. So it's interesting that you're not trying to demonize the other person, but just like, let's offer a platform where we can all feel better about the communication, even if it's limited.
Exactly correct.
Another question we get, this has happened to me. I'm sure it's happened to everybody. I clicked on a link that my ex sent. I'm very worried that they're now spying on my computer, spying on my phone. Is this something that you see happen a lot? How can we prevent it? And then if we've clicked on that link already, is it too late? Are we just, is our computer just being monitored 24/7?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'm actually going to give you a two-part answer to that because it's two different things. Well, it's two different things. So one of the most common ways today that all of us are taken advantage of or victimized, whether it be financial exploitation, ransomware, some type of a virus, it's through what's called phishing or spear phishing email. Spear phishing, the only difference is spear phishing means that you think they are targeting. It's coming after you. They're not just sending bulk emails to thousands of people. So I want to target Rob. I want to send you an email. Let's just say a DocuSign. Here's the core documents you requested in our case. Well, it's actually a fictitious email. If you click on the actual sender's name, you'll see the email address underneath that will be totally different than your co-party or what you think it actually is. It's not the courthouse. It's actually your co-porter possibly. And when you actually click on that link, it's now going to allow the person to install harmful software to your device or to your computer. I can do spyware. You kind of mentioned spyware is a tool. This is part of the second part of the conversation. Spyware is a tool that's very common today. And I'm not trying to give anybody information or tips to be softwares because this is all over YouTube. But this is a program that allows someone to clone your cell phone, monitor your conversations, monitor your locations. So we have to be diligent on clicking on these emails and knowing that the person that actually sent that could be somebody that's not who they actually say they are. I'll give you an example. They changed like one letter. It's going to be our family wizard. It's our family wizard. Or they use a zero instead of the O. So first glance, it looks just like our family wizard, but it really isn't. That can be from your attorney. It can be from a loved one trying to use a suspicious email. It's called clickbait. Try clicking on its links to download this malicious software or get access to your computer or your network. So some takeaways that we can actually do to help prevent that is to ensure that you have a good antivirus program installed on your device. Yes, even your cell phone. We hear about, well, Apple doesn't get viruses, or these phones don't get viruses. Well, that's not necessarily true. I mean, it is what it is. We're not talking about the app you can download at the App Store. That's what they're talking about. We're talking about being tricked and manipulated into clicking on a link. By you clicking on a link, you're essentially given the permission to download to your device. So it kind of goes around all those protections that you have. So having checked out what Nude Sender actually is, and having a good antivirus program installed on your device and cell phone is a good layer of protection.
Let me add one question because look, these people are good at it. A simple O to a zero. How would I ever even notice that?
Well, you really wouldn't. It's a fast one because it's about being diligent and actually paying attention and slowing down. So if you do get an email from somebody, let's say you get an email from a loved one and you just got to open that email. I just got to see what this is all about. You're not really sure. Is it a zero? Is it an O? We're not really sure. There's actually websites out there. One particular is called virustotal.com. You can go there and what you can do is you can drag and drop the attachment into that website. It will run it against 38 antiviruses around the world to let you know if it's actually malicious or not. So it's another way to protect yourself. It's something you feel if you have to open and you're not really sure if that is a zero or an O.
Let's follow up on that. I'm sure at this point, a lot of us have already clicked on that link. We are worried about it. You mentioned antivirus software. Will that help me if I've already clicked on that link and I'm really concerned about my computer or phone?
It will. So let me kind of talk about antivirus for a minute. So antivirus programs are really good. There's several of them out there. There's some that are free, some that you have to pay for. A lot of your internet service providers will give you free copies that come with your monthly subscription service that you have with them. The key to going running the antivirus program, so you clicked on a link, you think your machine's been infected. First thing you want to do is you want to disconnect the internet from that device or the computer. Turn off the Wi-Fi, unplug it, whatever you have to do before you run that antivirus program. And the reason why is because a lot of these scams or these malicious softwares that are out there are very savvy. And as the antivirus is uninstalling it, it's actually reinstalling it in the background. So if you connect it to the internet, it's actually reinstalling itself. And here you think all along, hey, I removed that virus from my computer. In actuality, you did not because it reinstalled right behind as it was deleting. So one of the biggest keys or takeaways is always disconnect your device from the internet, whether it be a cell phone or from a computer, turn off your cellular, turn off your Wi-Fi, and know that when you're running that antivirus, that there's no way it can be, accidentally reinstalled on the device itself.
Very helpful. Yank the cord right out.
Yank the cord right now.
And you clicked on it. Steven, thank you so much for being on the show. Tell people where they can find you and where they can find Our Family Wizard.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again. So Our Family Wizard, ourfamilywizard.com. My name is Steven Bradley. S. Bradley at ourfamilywizard.com is my email. I'd be happy to have conversations about the program with anyone. Well, I have an amazing team of special liaisons that I can set you up with in your particular area to make sure that you get the information that you need. If you are a parent and not a litigator or a professional, give this information to your attorney, give it to your mediator, your custody evaluator. we'll be happy to work with them as well to get everybody on board to speak to where they need to be. So thank you for the opportunity, Rob. I really appreciate it.
The WTF Divorce Podcast is sponsored by Our Family Wizard. If you're a co-parent, you know how frustrating it can be constantly going back and forth with your ex about the kids, schedules, and expenses. Our Family Wizard helps keep everything organized in one app, making co-parenting communication less stressful. Here's Rachel to explain how Our Family Wizard changed her co-parenting life.
Right after I filed for divorce, the texts and all the communicating with my ex became super stressful. Every text, every call, every time I scheduled an appointment, it was just emotionally draining. My attorney suggested using the Our Family Wizard app, and it completely saved my sanity. The constant texting stopped because all the communication moved into the app, so I could check it when I was ready to respond. And for me, I really actually needed OFW. I gave my lawyer some clear documentation of, let's say, ridiculous disputes, and I didn't have to email him hundreds of screenshots anymore. He could see it in the app. I tell all my friends, also struggling with co-parenting, about OFW, and everyone who tries it says it's a game changer for them too.
Join more than 1 million parents and family law professionals who trust Our Family Wizard. Go to www.ourfamilywizard.com to get started today. That's www.ourfamilywizard.com.